cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupobauan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Bauan. Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Avon English Class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English Class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Everybody, you're listening to the Drive Time Show here on Vaughan Radio, the world's only. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say it's the world's only 24-hour English learning radio station. If anybody knows of another one, tell me. But until you do, I'm going to keep telling you that it's the world's only. It is definitely the world's best English language learning radio station, that's for sure. And coming up after the show, we have The Salad with Dave Boies, the one and only. Dave's been at it for, 15 years on Vaughan Radio? Since day one, basically, right? I think more or less since the start. Pretty much since the start. But he'll be back again, everybody, in 30 minutes. He'll be with you one more time. There he is, tuning up, and he'll be with you with another episode. Another episode of The Salad here on Vaughan Radio coming up after the Drive Time Show. But we're going to begin this half hour with a little challenge that we like to do. People ask for this one, too. It's good to work on that interrogative form with the interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge, everybody. All right, we're going to begin here with me giving you the answer and you asking the question. Right, so I'll give you the answer. You ask me the question. Okay, number one, I'm not working because I'm sick. Why aren't you working? Hey, why aren't you? Or aren't you? Why aren't you working?
Por qué?
Por qué? Why? I didn't do it because it was too late. Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? Oh, because it was too late. Number three, I'm waiting for my little brother. Who are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? Oh, my little brother. Number four. The monastery was built in the 12th century. When was the monastery built? When was the monastery built?
Cuando.
When was the monastery built? Oh, in the 12th century. Number five. This policy covers accidental death. What does this policy cover? What does this policy cover? Cover. What does this policy cover? He's done it twice so far this month. How many times has he done it so far this month? The report is 24 pages long. How long is the report? How long is the report? It's 24 pages long. His phone has been out of order for 2 weeks. How long has his phone been out of order? Fuera de servicio. Out of order. How long has his phone been out of order? This type of meeting usually lasts an hour. How long does this meeting usually last? How long does this meeting or this type of meeting usually last? We have less than 100 envelopes left. How many envelopes do you have left? How many? How many envelopes do you have left? Less than 100. My brother drives a Toyota. What kind of car does your brother drive? Actually, that's a lie. He drives a Nissan. Nissan, folks. Keeping track at home. He drives me crazy because he talks too fast. Why does he drive you crazy? Why? Por qué? Why does he drive you crazy? He drives me crazy because he talks too fast. Okay, and there you have it, folks. I think that's good. I think that's a good little challenge. If you want more, people at home might be saying, Kyle, I want more. Quiero más. Dame más. Well, you can always practice again and again with that by downloading or simply visiting iVox.com, and searching the iVox app for the Drive Time Show. And you'll find hundreds and hundreds of episodes, and you can work with those challenges. Put them on your phone, listen to them in your car, on demand, podcast version of the Drive Time Show, whenever you want it, and develop agility with the interrogative form. All right, folks, I think it's time for a little bit of vocabulary. We try to do this almost every day. How about a little vocabulary now? Some vocabulary music. Always better with music, right, Tino? New tune today, right? Nice. It's time to talk about body actions, people. Body actions, como respirar. ¿Cómo se dice respirar? Breathe. Not breath. Eso es otra cosa. Breath is the noun. Puede ser aliento, ¿no? Breath. Pero respirar. To breathe. B-R-E-A-T-H-E. Inhalar. Inhale. Inhale. And exhale. Toser. Toser. To cough. C-O-U-G-H. Cough. 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 Estornudar. To sneeze. Sneeze. S-N-E-E-Z-E. Cuidado. Jesus, that's right. We say bless you. When someone sneezes, you can say bless you. You don't say Jesus, right? As in someone says Jesus. No, we don't say Jesus. We say bless you. Bless you. Suspirar. Sigh. Actually, no, that was a yawn. Bostezar. Yeah, that was more of a yawn. Yawn. Y-A-W-N. Yawn. Bostezar. Pero suspirar. Sigh. S-I-G-H. Hipar. Verb of the day. Bueno, tener hipo. Right? Hiccup. 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 H-I-C-C-U-P. Hiccup. He's got the hiccups. I don't know what the... What's happening when you have hiccups, Tino? Do you know? What is it? I mean, are you trying to get air? Is your body trying to get oxygen or something? Tino says it's a contraction in the diaphragm. So it's like a spasm in the diaphragm, basically. Huh? Well, there you go. We've learned something new today from Dr. Tino. Dr. Tino's Corner. Today, the hiccup. Hiccup, it's an interesting word, right? H-I-C-C-U-P. Some people also spell it H-I-C-C-O-U-G-H. We always say hiccup. Hiccup. Now, masticar. The verb to chew. C-H-E-W. Chew, chew, chew. Y tragar. Ooh. Tragar, of course, to swallow. S-W-A-L-L-O-W, swallow, chew and swallow. Mm-hmm. Sonreír. Sonreír, of course, can be to smile. Everybody knows this one, but we also have the verb to grin. So it's sort of a fancier way of saying smile, grin, G-R-I-N. And this can be a verb or it can also be a noun, a grin. Ruborizarse. Vaya palabra. Ruborizarse. Mi palabra del día. To blush. B-L-U-S-H. Blush. Blush. Let's do one more. Actually, let's do two more. Picar y rascarse. Now, picar is to itch. Ay, como me pica. It itches. Itches. I-T-C-H. Y rascarse, to scratch. It's like The Simpsons, right? Rasca y pica. Everybody knows that one. So, but it really should be pica y rasca. It's itchy. Itch is the problem. Scratch is the solution, folks. Or so we think. That's the idea. Anyway, there you have it, folks. A little bit of bodily vocabulary for you today on the Drive Time Show. Que bien! It's time to jump back in time, everybody. We do this most days. Let's take a look back to this day. I'm talking about the 7th of September, today in history. Today in history. Everybody, we're going back in time to 1976. Oh my gosh, and the Space Shuttle Enterprise was the first space shuttle. It was built for NASA as part of the Space Shuttle program to perform test flights in the atmosphere. And this was a shuttle that was aided by a Boeing 747 plane constructed without engines or a heat shield and was therefore not capable of space flight. And it was launched in 1976. Originally, the Enterprise had been intended to be refitted to orbit the Earth, but became a second orbiter. It was planning to become a second orbiter, but during the construction of Columbia, the space shuttle Columbia, details of the final design changed, especially about the weight and the fuselage and the wings. So refitting it for space flight would have involved taking apart the orbiter and returning the sections to different subcontractors across the country. It would be very expensive. So it was determined it would be less costly to build the Challenger around a body frame. And similarly, Enterprise was considered for a refit to be adjusted to replace the Challenger after it was destroyed, but instead they built the Space Shuttle Endeavour later on. Anyway, Enterprise was later restored and placed on display at the Smithsonian Institute in Virginia. Smithsonian Center in Virginia. And the Space Shuttle Discovery was donated to the Smithsonian in New York. So you can go and see those. I've actually seen it in New York. It's impressive. Now, today, September 7th, is the 250th day of the year, Tino. 250 days into this thing. Another thing that happened on this day, if we go way back to 1876, we have Jesse James and the James Younger Gang. These guys were a bunch of train robbers. Ladrones. Well, yeah, these guys were train robbers. De los trenes. Right? They'd go and rob trains. And today they tried to rob, on this day in 1876, they tried to rob the town's bank. Now, that would be the town of Northfield, Minnesota. And they were resisted. They were stopped by armed citizens. A lot of movies about stuff like this, you know, train robberies. Now, this gang was a 19th century gang of American outlaws. Forajidos, you know, outlaws. Yeah. That included Jesse James. And it was a gang that was centered in the state of Missouri, where most of the gang members lived. And in different, they would go and do these train robberies or rob banks and things like that. And, or different businesses. From robbery to robbery, the membership in the gang changed, as outlaws' raids were usually separated by many months. And at some times it included the Younger brothers, Younger, that's their name. Cole, Jim, John, and Bob Younger, the James brothers, Jesse James and his brother Frank, and a bunch of other guys that were part of this gang. Now, the James brothers and Younger brothers were not related by blood. Some people thought they were, but they were not. This gang had its origins in the state of Missouri during the American Civil War. And after the war, the men fought on. And, they formed this gang. And, the gang dissolved in 1876 after the capture of the Younger brothers in Minnesota during the attempt on this day to rob the Northfield First Nations Bank. 3 years later, Jesse James organized a new gang and sort of revitalized his criminal career, which came to an end in 1882 when a guy named Robert Ford shot Jesse James in the back and killed him. And during their period of activity, the gang robbed banks, trains, stagecoaches in Missouri, Kentucky, Iowa, Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, and West Virginia. There you go. There you go. All right, so that's a little bit of history from today, the 7th of September. The 7th of September, everybody. All right, it's time to take a look at some questions. We have a bunch of questions from listeners like you. Let's have a look at them in today's By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
All right, everybody, inglés a la carta. By request, if you want to participate, you can write in on Twitter, on Instagram, or on my free Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. And I apologize, I have been idle, parado, in the group for a few weeks as I have been on vacation, but I'm back. And we'll be bringing you lots of content in the coming days and weeks, so make sure you join the free Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. Okay, our first question came from the Facebook group, and it's Elisa, who wrote in a couple weeks ago, actually, but this is the first live show back, so I'll get into it. She says, "Hi, Kyle, could you please explain in which context it's proper to use the verb to issue? Can it be used like the verb to manage?" Well, to issue is kind of like sacar, publicar, sacar. When you have a magazine, it's actually both a noun and a verb, like the first issue of a magazine. Like we have the Vaughn Review magazine, and a lot of issues came out. There's a lot of good issues. And let me see. I have one right here. I have issue number 54 in my hand. Yes. And it has Marta on the cover of issue number 54. So that would be as a noun. But as a verb, to issue could be to send out. Or also to issue. The government is not issuing any fishing licenses now. They're not producing. They're not giving out. They're not sending out any licenses. So to issue. Hopefully that makes sense. Manage is different. Manage would be more like gestionar, or also manage to, lograr o conseguir. So that's a different verb. Okay, hopefully that answers your question, Elisa. Raquel says, "Hi, Kyle, could you explain the difference, if there is any, between measure and measurement as a noun?" Well, if you say tomar medidas, to take measures, tomar medidas drásticas, take drastic measures. But if you say to take measurements, then you're saying, how long is your arm? I need to buy a new suit. Estoy comprando un traje. ¿Cuánto mide mi brazo? How long is my arm? So you would take measurements in that case. So measure and measurement. So measures are like actions, typically, and measurements would be the physical medida, measurement of distance or of, typically with distance or length, measurement. Or we're measuring, medir, we're measuring the speed in kilometers. How do you measure speed? Kilometers per hour. In the United States, they measure speed in miles per hour. On the highways, for example. So to measure. So miles per hour is a measure, as a noun, is a measure of speed in the United States. Kilometers per hour is the measure of speed in Europe and in Canada as well. Okay, that was Raquel's question. And that's good. Why don't we go ahead? Why don't we move on, Tino? Because we had another question, but I think I answered that one already earlier. So let's see what people are talking about. How about today's trending topic? Trending topics! All right, folks, it's time for today's trending topic. Well, apparently, this summer has been the hottest on record in the Mediterranean or around Europe. According to CNN News, Europe has experienced its hottest summer on record as temperatures in the Mediterranean smashed records by large margins. And this is causing some people to worry even more about climate change and global warming. Like lots of parts of the Northern Hemisphere, Europe was battered by extreme weather events over the last few months, including record levels of rain that caused big floods in Germany and Belgium, heat waves that contributed to wildfires in southern parts of the region, and the average temperature from the start of June until the end of August was about 0.1 degrees warmer than the previous hottest summers, which were 2010 and 2018. But it was a whole degree above the 1991 to 2020 average. So the 30-year average, this year, the summer was a whole degree hotter than the 30-year average, which is very significant. And I know just last week in the United States, there was that terrible Hurricane Ida that left. I saw videos and footage of the New York subway flooding out, flooding in Pennsylvania. So it's happening in North America. Italy recorded temperatures of 48.8 degrees Celsius. 48.8 degrees Celsius on August 11th in Sicily. So that's the hottest, that would apparently be the hottest day ever recorded in Europe if it's verified. They're still trying to verify that. But incredible heat. And I don't think, you know, it's kind of over, but I think we'll still get some more hot days over the next, few weeks for sure. For sure. It's plenty warm for me out there now, to be honest. Anyway, folks, it's good to be back. It's good to be live. And speaking of live, Dave Boys will be live in just a few minutes with the fantastic salad coming up. He's here. He's stretching his muscles. He's stretching his legs and his arms. He's getting ready to go. He's pumped up. And he'll be with you live with the salad in just a few minutes. And I'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Phone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar.